Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I don't get it though. Why today? Like of all days. What is
Do I have to explain American history to you?
What's the meme that everybody's got posted on their Facebook pages? It's the Dear English, enjoy working tomorrow or something, you know, like with a picture of George Washington with the sword out. I mean, it's great. Yeah. Enjoy your day of work tomorrow. Funny. Oh, good morning. 610 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is the 4th of July, which is actually not the name of the day. It's Independence Day. But, you know, we call it the other. The only quibble there is that, I mean, you know, if you know your history, it wasn't really the 4th of July that things happened on, but that's okay. Sometimes it's the symbol that matters more than the fact behind the symbol. But Independence Day more so just because it reminds people of what it actually is, you know, as opposed to just some random date on the calendar. I was thinking about this. Oh, yes. Have fun at work tomorrow, comma, England. George Washington on the sword. That just cracks me up. Makes me laugh. You know, I always, for the 4th of July or for Independence Day, I always read the Declaration of Independence because I think it ought to be read. And I think you ought to know what your history is. And I think you ought to know what the text says. And this is, a moderately important text in our history. And most people, sadly, don't know it, don't ever hear it, or hear it, you know, one time and then never again and don't think much about it. I will do that coming up next hour at 7:05 or 7:10. But for now, I want to read a different passage, one that is not official government document, so to speak, but was incredibly important at the Revolution. And it's one that we don't talk much about. And I mean, you know, well, I don't know. Some people do. But generally speaking, we don't talk much about it. It's a Bible passage. It's Romans 13. And, you know, for those of you who are, you know, Christians, you and know your Bible, you know where this is going. And for those of you who are not, you might be kind of like, what? You know, we don't really read the Bible on this show. Now, that's true. Okay. But hear me out. If you're going to understand the Revolution, you have to understand the religion of the times, because religion was everything to these people. They were devout Christians. Oh, I know not all of them. You know, some of them were devout, not Christians. And that's fine, too. You know, sometimes we retell this story as though Christianity wasn't all that important in you know, the founding of the country. Oh, well, yeah, okay, so you haven't read anything, or you've been taught lies. Whatever, fine. Anyway, so Romans, and I'll explain why. Because if you can't really understand the Declaration of Independence without understanding Romans 13, and the book of Romans, and the Bible in general, and whatever. But anyway, here's what Romans 13, 1 through 7 says. Every person is to be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Whoa. I thought this was a time we talk about the Revolution. Exactly. This says you're not supposed to revolt against the government. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a servant of God to you for good. But if you do what's evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, as in government doesn't bear the sword in vain. Other phraseology. For it is a servant of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Pay to all what is due to them, tax to whom is taxes due, custom to whom custom, respect to whom respect, honor to whom honor. This is God's word. Okay, so if you're familiar with the Bible, this is a well-familiar passage. If you're not, it's understandable you might have never heard this before. This says obey the government. Clearly. And this is Paul writing to the church at Rome, right, to like under the emperor, you know, which I believe was Nero at the time. If I remember correctly. So pretty bad dude. Super awful, terrible, horrible tyrant. And his writing to them is obey the government. And the reason I bring this up is because at the time, of the Revolution, there was a raging disagreement among Christians, pastors preaching in England, in America, discussing, arguing, and parishioners whether revolution is even biblical, as in, because this seems to say if you revolt against the government, you're revolting against God. You're supposed to pay your taxes. God says. You're supposed to obey the government. God says. Right? And to revolt against government that he's put in authority over you is to revolt against God. And so there was a genuine and vivid disagreement about whether any Christian ever, under any circumstances, could revolt against or even object to or fight against the government. So you can kind of see how for religious people, this was an important question for them to settle. Because, you know, you look back and you say, you know, well, the revolution was good. We won. We got freed from Britain. But you look at this pastor, you're like, well, I don't know about that. So there's a lot of questions on this. And by the way, pastors were on both sides. There were sermons preached on the basis of Romans 13. Do not join the revolution. Stay with the British. Be loyal to the government. Be loyal to the king. There were sermons preached on the basis of Romans 13. We must revolt against the government. The government is evil. It's a tyrant. We must revolt against it. And, you know, this is not going to be like some long exegesis of all of this, but based on this passage only, with no other context from the rest of the Bible, which, by the way, does have a fair number of people who resisted government, who disagreed with government. You know, you have people who, you know, like the midwives didn't kill their kids. You know, that was a pretty important development in history. Peter and John got told by the Sanhedrin, don't preach the gospel, and they did. They said, we can't obey you over God. So when the king commands you to do things that are ungodly, you actually have an obligation to obey God. But this is a little different because the king wasn't telling people to do things that were essentially ungodly. The king was just oppressive. You know, the king was doing unjust taxation and quartering of soldiers and all the things that led to the revolution. And, you know, but then you have examples like, you know, Daniel's buddies when, you know, were told to bow down and worship the golden statue, and they didn't. And then they were thrown in the furnace, and then they didn't get burned, and they're rescued by God, which seems to vindicate disobedience to a ruler who commands idolatry, for example. But again, those are like rules that are against God, and this is not that. You have other examples, but it's worth mentioning that the basic reason used by the pro-revolution pastors at the time was, God is an institutes governments, and when governments are failing to do God's job, failing to serve God's purposes, then it's actually not just allowed to revolt against them, but mandatory. Because you're not revolting against God if you're revolting against a government that is doing the opposite of what God wants. And you think about examples like, for example, you know, Hitler and World War II would be sort of the modern day example that you would think of. You know, would people preach Romans 13 as a reason to submit to the Nazis? Well, some did. You know, that's honestly, that actually happened. The answer there can't be yes, right? But I bring this up because when you read the Declaration of Independence on its own, without any sort of historical, philosophical, or theological context, it's easy to miss what it's doing because the Declaration of Independence spends a lot of time explaining why this wasn't some off-the-cuff response to a momentary lapse in judgment by the king. It was a long train of usurpations and abuses, right, is the phraseology. And so it's showing, it's really kind of giving the biblical justification for doing a thing that a lot of people thought was a basically unbiblical thing to do, revolt against any government instituted by God. So that's why I bring it up. There's a lot more to be said about this, but it's one of those things that we don't talk much about generally. It's not something you're typically going to see in the news. That's okay. But I thought it was important to bring up because you can't really understand the Declaration if you don't understand the intellectual context surrounding the discussion about the legitimacy of revolution at that time in history. 6:18 on News Radio 92.3. Sorry, we're super late to traffic on the fives. Candy, how is it looking this 4th of July?
It was wasn't that a fun drive-in?
Oh,
my gosh.
2 seconds.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Right. It's very nice and very, very light.
I didn't
on
have
the
to
roads.
Have my lights on.
I know. And yet you still had to have your windshield wipers, depending on where you were. Still some light rain today. Still a chance of storms that we'll cover off on that. 98 clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze at Pensacola. 3 mile bridge. Not showing any delays. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, whether to, you know, get new or used, and I think that's a fair question. You know, a lot of people might ask. So check out both. You know, check out both. Here's what you do. Go to Frontier first. That's the used place, okay? Check out cars that are a year or two or 3 years old. And drive five or six. Pick the one you like the best, whatever that's going to be. So this is the one we like best. And then look at the price and talk about a price and come to, you know, whatever the best price is. And then go to the dealership and say, hey, I'm looking at this car. I'm, you know, you can tell them honestly if you want to. I'm thinking about buying it used. Persuade me that I should buy it new. And then they'll give you whatever their best price is. And then you can decide how much is that smell worth? You know, how much is that brand new car smell worth? Or the idea that you're going to be the only one that's ever driven it, as opposed to like one other person driving it. And then you make an adult decision. I mean, I don't know what the answer is for everybody. I know what the answer is for me, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I'm just giving you advice. You know, try it this way. And then you make an adult decision. That's all. So when I talk about Frontier Motors, I just talk about a really good alternative. You know, the kind of cars that they're new to you, right? So go check them out and then compare and then make a mature choice and then you do whatever you're going to do. That's all. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Duty, honor, you chose to put on the uniform, to go when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve our way of life. At Peden, we're proud to serve all those who serve our country, to be there when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve your way of life. It's a badge of honor to be helping our military, our veterans, and their families. You gave an oath to protect our homeland. It's our mission to protect your home.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Good morning, 6:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, it is Independence Day. Yes, we are live every day of the year except for Christmas. How many times do I have to tell you? See, I can be a parent. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to let that side come out. Steve Taylor is sitting in for David this morning in our newsroom.
This
hey,
is cool.
Steve, I know. It's like the band's
together.
All back together, right?
Well, I guess I better put down the donut, though.
Why would you? Why would you feel that need?
Well, because it's a little hard to do headlines. No. Eating a donut at the same time.
Okay, to be fair, that's my bad.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that is Candace.
It's her fault.
Candace,
yeah.
Responsibility.
She forced me into it.
You know what? I tried to get us all milkshakes.
Are you are you going to see the nurse about that arm that you got twisted for eating?
Oh, it hoits, it hoits. All right, have a donut.
What's going on in the news today?
Well, Facebook owner Meta is... Pardon me, I'm still swallowing that donut.
You want me to come back?
No,
you want to give me a minute?
This will be okay.
Right.
Facebook owner Meta is launching a new app to rival Twitter, and it's going to go live on Thursday. The app's called Threads. It's available for pre-order on the Apple App Store. It'll be linked to Instagram. And the move is the latest in a rivalry between Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter owner Elon Musk. You see, last month the pair agreed to a physical fight, although it's unclear how serious they were about actually going through with it.
Nice Threads.
Travelers are still dealing with issues at airports as we head into the 4th of July today. FlightAware reports about 300 flights have been delayed already this morning. Nearly 200 flights have been canceled across the country as well. A record amount of people are expected to travel, so if you're flying, check with your airline. And here's something that keys into the 4th of July being today. More than 1 in 3 Americans don't know exactly what the 4th of July commemorates. See, that's according to
a
survey.
Would you say 1 in 4?
1 in 4,
oh,
right.
I want to pass out.
That's
go on.
Sad. That's according to a survey out from One Poll, which quizzed about 1,000 people who identified as Americans on their knowledge of civics and history. 80%, however, knew that the commander-in-chief of the military is the president and Star-Spangled Banner is the national anthem, but 40% did not know the right to bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
Oh,
really?
Killing me.
What a surprise.
Killing me.
I know. More than 10% didn't know freedom of speech was protected by the First Amendment.
What number? What number?
10%.
Okay, see,
yeah, well,
that makes me feel better, because I figured you can find 10% of people who believe that, you know, the earth is flat. I mean,
right,
this,
yeah.
You know, I think, I feel like
there's always that percentage, right?
But 80, okay, so let's see, 40%,
right.
40% did not know that there's a right to
bear
gun
arms,
ownership.
And it's in the Second Amendment.
Oh,
I don't know where they've been.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Civics needs to be taught.
No, but I mean, like, that's so...
It's
how is that
so
possible?
Out there.
How is that possible?
Okay. How could you not all be right. alive in America and not know that?
I want to quit. All right. the good news, Steve, thanks for the update. The good news, I always try to find the gem of happiness inside the horrible ball of despair, is I will never run out of being needed. What we do will always be needed. If 40% or if 80% See, when you say 80% know that the president's the commander in chief, what I immediately think is 20% don't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Don't they? All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good. It is. It was so nice driving in, seeing the sun come up. I hate to sound like that. Oh, what a beautiful morning. But that's how it felt driving in.
It is.
It's so light. Lily and Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free, beautiful on the west side, not showing any delays anywhere. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to walk you through that process and answer your questions and solve the problems that aren't expected, in addition to obviously solving the problems that are expected. And, you know, when you're making that choice, you got some questions you might ask yourself. One question is, how many homes did they sell last year? And if you've got, you know, a buddy who sells homes and you might feel like I should use that person, I understand. But if they sold 3 homes last year, or 2, or 1, or none, which is, you know, these are not uncommon numbers, what's their level of knowledge of what the market's doing right now and their level of expertise to handle whatever problems or negotiations come up versus Christine Leavenworth, who sold 230 homes last year and knows literally everything about the market, about what it's doing, about what buyers want, what sellers want, and all of these things. And see, that's what I always think of is kind of that expertise question. You know she knows. You know she'll be able to tell you immediately. You know she gets good results, great prices on the buying and the selling side. So if you're thinking about either one of those two things, or possibly both, you know, could be, but especially if you're buying for the first time and you're kind of unsure about the process, just give her a call, 723-9158. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. 628 on News Radio 92.3. I had to do a quick check of the board for Pensacola International Airport. Everything's on time this morning, in and out. So good news there. Nothing to particularly worry about. One of the, I don't know, just kind of odd little stories that I came across yesterday is, you know how when the invasion of Ukraine, the illegal violation of international law, invasion of Ukraine by Russia, sorry, Putin, but in this case, you know, your enemies are right because you're crazy. But, you know, he claims to his own people that Ukraine deserved it, like they're justified. It's a military action. It's not an invasion. It's not a war. Anyway, all this stuff. We have been helping Ukraine, obviously, with lots and lots of weapons. And, you know, most of us, there are a few who disagree, but most of us think that's a good thing because, you know, the French helped us. You know, we kind of wouldn't be a country if it weren't for the French helping us. And, you know, how dare we turn our back on another country that needs our help when all we're really doing is helping them fight off our enemy also and degrade their military and show how incompetent they are. But one of the things that's come about as a result of this is it was with us sending so much military hardware over to help them, not people, but, you know, hardware, is our own ability to use that stuff, we don't have as much of it anymore, obviously. This has been historically a question, right, when we, you know, support foreign nations. Well, in this case, one of the sort of casualties of it is our stockpile of Stinger missiles. And Stingers, you know, that's against the air, okay? And we've sent so many of them over there that we've kind of depleted our stockpile. We sent about 2,000 of them to Ukraine to shoot down Russian aircraft. We don't have the ability to make them anymore. So Raytheon has actually gone and found 70-year-olds in retirement who built them back in the 80s and has brought them out of retirement to teach the kids that work there how to replace and build these missiles, and we've now ordered 1,700 of them. So, but it's going to take a little while to build them, a couple of years, to get the production line back up and running.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A heavily armed gunman wearing a bulletproof vest opened fire in southwest Philadelphia Monday evening, killing four people, injuring two others.
This male was wearing a bulletproof vest with multiple magazines in the vest. He also had a scanner and an AR-style rifle and a handgun underneath his body. He was taken into custody.
That's Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Another body was found in a home. The two injured are just 2 and 13 years old. The Highland Park community going to gather to remember those who died when a gunman opened fire at a 4th of July parade a year ago. Seven people died there. A moment of silence is scheduled for 10:14 a.m. local time. AAA estimates about 51 million Americans are on the road or in the sky to celebrate this 4th of July. The national average for a gallon of regular, $3.52. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. It's 6:31, 81 degrees and partly sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. A man who was accused of walking out of his house with an AR-style rifle and firing at a passing car is now in jail. That's according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. 19-year-old Cornelius Williams is charged with two counts of attempted murder. The shooting happened on June 13th near Spring Street and West Avery Street in Pensacola. There were two people inside the passing car. Bullets hit a window and a tire, but nobody inside that car was hurt. A witness said they think it could be related to an ongoing custody issue. Williams is in the Escambia County Jail and is being held on $231,000 bond. Down the road in Panama City Beach, deputies say charges could come after a tragic series of drownings late last month.
The Bay County Sheriff's Office says they're investigating five separate incidents in which parents let their children go into the Gulf despite double red flag warnings.
To me, it's no different than having a fire inside of a house and allowing a kid to go over there that doesn't know any danger to that fire and letting them go over there and get themselves burned or leaving them home alone with a fire going.
Captain Jason Daffin tells WJHG the parents were already given $500 citations. Four out of the five cases involve families from out of town. Daffin also says they plan to meet with the state attorney's office to discuss possible child neglect charges. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Emergency room doctors around the country are warning parents about seeing sparklers as a safe alternative to fireworks today. Dr. John Tully says sparks can get into the kids' eyes and cause blindness.
It can even set the hair on fire if it lands on the head. So they need to be at a safe distance from the sparkler.
The National Safety Council says sparklers burn at up to 2,000 degrees, which is hot enough to melt some metals. Sparklers should always be handled under parental supervision and away from where others are present. Well, let's see how the day goes by checking the 4th of July forecast from Channel 3.
Happy 4th of July. We have highs back into the lower 90s today. Feels like temperatures near 100 and a rain chance through the morning and afternoon hours that sits at 50-50 chances. Optimistic that the rain moves out by the late afternoon and evening for the fireworks. Rain chances unfortunately continue for the rest of the week at about 70-80% chances. So keep the umbrella around as we go through the Blue Angels air show and all the practices ahead. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Now let's check in with Candy Cullerton for traffic on the fives.
And good news is, again, we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running clear, and it's just nice. We had a little bit of rain this morning, and we'll have a little bit this afternoon, too, it looks like. And, of course, Sertoma takes off, but I'll cover off on all that coming up. Everything clear, and certainly if you have a traffic tip, text it in. We are live, of course, 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Right now it's 80 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton at 634 right now. Next news is coming up about 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. If you're looking to sell your home, do yourself a favor and pick up a paintbrush. A new study from Zillow has found that dark gray interiors are in vogue, potentially helping sellers rake in bigger bucks on closing day. Homes with rooms painted in dark, dusky shades commanded higher bids than those with lighter interiors. Design experts say not only are buyers influenced by home improvement TV shows, dark gray is a color of retreat and can make homeowners feel more secure. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and Meta, Facebook's parent, were among the top-paying public companies in 2022. According to an analysis by the Wall Street Journal, Meta placed second, offering employees a median salary of nearly $300,000. Alphabet third at $280,000. So what was number one? Well, Vici Properties, a real estate investment trust with just 22 employees, came out on top with a median salary of around $415,000. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Good Good morning, 6:38, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, live on Independence Day. We are, in fact, here in the studio.
And what a cool, man, I wish the show could start at like 6:38 every day. It's a nice ride
I know,
man.
It's a little different.
Got to eat donuts.
Yesterday, had a chance to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, just like we do, you know, I sometimes say we work every day but Christmas. Cops actually work just every day. There's no day that you get to just take off, right?
No, if you want to get a job where you have, you know, holidays and weekends off, definitely do not go into law enforcement.
Because when everybody else isn't working, that's when you guys have to work extra, right? Okay, I assume you said yes. It kind of cut out on us for a second. Hey, I was going to ask you, just before we get to some of the sort of criminal events that have happened in the last week, Candy and I had a bet, and our bet was when we were asking the question on Friday, how soon would we have a charge or arrest for inappropriate concealed carry or open carry under the new law that went into effect on Saturday? And we were both not expressing optimism. We both figured there would be arrests. Have you guys had to arrest anybody or warn anybody about this?
Well, no, we have not. It's pretty much a miracle.
Wow. That's great. Well, you know, so far 2 days clear, right?
Yeah. Sounds like I owe you $5.
That's right. One of the well, that's good news. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it seemed to me like if you did find somebody open carrying, the advice is pretty straightforward. I mean, unless you're willing to write a ticket, you just say, you know, hey, just put that in your pocket, right? Because then at least it's concealed, right?
Yeah, and you know, so far we haven't had any incidents like that, and we're hoping to keep it that way. I mean,
great.
Everybody should know that the concealed carry law does not apply to open carry. That did not pass, so hopefully everybody got that message.
Hopefully. We've been trying our best to make sure that message is clear to folks as well. One of the other things, two of the other things, last week on Tuesday I think we had two incidents. One was a homeowner that got attacked on Bailey Road in Milton, but this turns out to be self-defense, stand your ground, castle doctrine, something in that vicinity. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. This guy came over to his house. He was stealing stuff out of, I believe, his yard, and then the homeowner confronted him, told him to leave. He didn't leave, and he kept telling him over and over to leave, and then he attacked the homeowner, and then, you know, oh, well, you can't fix stupid, but you can sure take it to the hospital.
Love it. And that's what happened to this person, shot non-fatally, and they're the ones that are the criminal, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'll tell everybody this, that, you know, when you're at your home, you're allowed to protect yourself. It seems to be really contested when you start getting out to California, New York, and all these other states. But here in Florida, yeah, by all means, you're allowed to protect yourself on your own property, and that's just common sense to most people.
And also just... you and I, and I talk with Sheriff Simmons about this all the time, I always feel like the obligation to make sure people really, really know the law very clearly. If somebody's on your property and you don't want them there, you can tell them to leave. If they don't leave, you're welcome to call law enforcement. But unless they're threatening you, unless they're making you feel unsafe, you can't pull a gun on them. Is that basically right?
Yeah, a perfect example is of a case that we had in Navarre last year where a guy had a trespasser on his property, and he had basically set up, you know, in the woods because this guy kept going across his property, and he shot him. And, of course, we arrested him for it. You can't just shoot somebody for trespassing. In this case, the guy was trespassing, was told to leave. He didn't leave, and then he attacked the homeowner. And, you know, once you do that, yeah, stand your ground, and you can do what you need to do to protect yourself.
Yeah, I always think that whenever I see the little signs that people have up on their fence that says, you know, whatever the various versions of the clever phrase is, you know, if you trespass, we'll shoot, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think, look, I mean, that's fine enough for a funny sign, but that is not a legal defense. So
yeah. No.
The other case, this is a really concerning case, is you had a case where it was, I guess, a couple of friends. They were beforehand, and one winds up like using a knife to stab the other, and then it winds up being a carjacking. What happened here?
Yeah, basically, two individuals, both female, they were supposedly friends, but, you know, obviously the way the story ended, that they're probably not still friends. But yes, she cut the girl a couple of times and basically kicked her out of her car and then stole her car, and we arrested her shortly thereafter.
Wow. But the there was a cutting or a stabbing or something involved in this. Is the person, the victim, okay?
Yeah. They were treated and I believe released at the hospital. But
okay.
Yeah, they did have some slash marks on them.
Wow, that's just it's crazy. Last thing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Weird.
The other thing I was going to just ask you is, we're coming up on 4th July is obviously tomorrow. Blue Angels weekend is the following weekend. We know it's packed out time on the beaches for everybody and all of that. At these times, what's something really dumb that people do that they could just not do and it would save your officers enormous amounts of time and stress on resources if they would just be a little bit smarter?
Yeah, it's very simple. Don't get drunk in public. If you want to get drunk, stay at the house. Get drunk. Hey, no harm, no foul. But the people who go out to the beach and different places get totally hammered, and then we end up dealing with them because they do something stupid because they're drunk or high or whatever, and then our deputies have to deal with them. So I would say this, stay hydrated when you're out there by all means. But you don't need to stay hydrated with alcohol if you can help it. I mean, you can drink. Obviously, it's perfectly legal if you're over 21. But, just don't do it to excess. I mean, it's common sense. You're in public.
Hey, drink water. Don't get drunk in public. These seem like straightforward things, but.
Yeah, little things like that will keep you out of the my gated community, like I like to call it, the Milton Hilton. So, it's just common sense.
You mean if people don't do bad things, they don't have to stay at the Milton Hilton?
Yeah, exactly. And not to say that it's a bad hotel. I mean, it's it has its perks. But, most people don't like it when they get put in the Milton Hilton.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us on Mondays to give us a recap of what's been happening in the county. Sheriff, as always, thank you for spending some time with us. Thanks for informing us and for keeping us safe. And God bless all your deputies as they're working extra hard this week. We appreciate the effort.
Well, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. So take care, and I'll talk to you next Monday.
You bet. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Looks like, again, just everything is doing looking great right now, not showing any slowdowns. Very, very, we were joking about it being holiday light yesterday. It is.
It is just holiday.
Yeah, right. And, man, it's perfect. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. You can text in any traffic tips you might have. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you are, if you've got an employee, if you've got employees, you've got a lot of people who work for you, you got to figure out benefits for them. You got to figure out payroll. You got to manage, obviously you've got to manage human resources and stuff like that. And if you love it, if it's going well, if you enjoy the service that you get right now with whatever you're using, great, wonderful. Keep doing that. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to do something different if it's working, but if it's not working or if it's too much for you, or if you feel like maybe there's better alternatives out there for you or your employees, call Torgerson Causey. This is what they do. They are a comprehensive employee benefits agency. And I know from personal experience when they came here at News Radio in Cat Country about 6 years ago that, I didn't realize what we didn't have until we had them. And then I'm like, oh, this is better. That's a lot better. And one of the simple things is they gave us options for our health insurance that we just didn't have before. So we could really choose, what level of risk, what level of deductible, that kind of stuff that fit us, along with other things and answering questions and always being available and just wonderful customer service. So if you've got employees and you have to handle benefits or payroll or HR, give them a call, 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach, presented by Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach 4th of July edition with Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Baby, baby, looks like it's gonna hit.
Playing all types of music from the 50s through today, Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs is a fan favorite, high energy show packed full of sing-along favorites. Celebrate the 4th at Bands on the Beach and stick around at 9 for the Pensacola Beach fireworks.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac-certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
$3.52, Florida average, sorry, $3.26, and Mississippi $2.95, and California's $4.84. If you're in Navarre this morning, $3.11 each at the East and the West Walmarts, $3.19 if you go the 87 way. 305 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, a lot more in Gulf Breeze. I don't know what to tell you. It's always like 25 cents more. 301 at the Raceway in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge. Murphy, 309 going through Pace. Looks like the 9 Mile Walmart has 307. 307, same price at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, if you can wait for it, if you can get there, the Shell at Cervantes claims to have $2.99, under $3, which I can't believe we're excited about. 6:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It is the 4th of July. We are here live every day but Christmas. That's how that works. Steve Taylor has rejoined the band temporarily with our headline, Steve.
Well, the U.S. is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China. The State Department, in an updated advisory, says there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. That advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. Baltimore police are still looking for at least two suspects after Sunday's deadly mass shooting at a block party. The shooting left an 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man dead and 28 others injured. 15 of the injured are under the age of 18. Ringo Starr says the Beatles would never use artificial intelligence to fake John Lennon's voice. Starr was talking to the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast recently about a finals Beatles record, which is expected to be released this year. The record will have vocals from the late George Harrison and John Lennon, but they were recorded before their deaths, obviously. Paul McCartney said last month that AI was used to separate Lennon's vocals from an old demo during the making of Peter Jackson's 2021 documentary about the Fab Four. Starr says this will undoubtedly be the final track you'll ever hear with the four lads, unless they discover another one. And those are your headlines.
Love you, right? So if I can paraphrase the story, news says yes, Ringo says no. We'll have to see where music Goes, goes, goes. That's my best. That's what I got. All right, Steve.
Oh, no.
And now back to my regularly scheduled donut.
6:53 on News Radio 92.3 and informative local off key. I'm Andrew McKay. Hey, that's an own goal.
Oh no.
Interesting story. You know, we haven't really talked much. I've kind of not been trying to do all the Supreme Court cases I could have done them all on Monday, but it's too much. And I probably won't get to this one much today either. But the case the Supreme Court ruled on Friday, one of the ones it ruled on Friday, was the Colorado website wedding. You know, designed for the gay couple had requested it, and she wanted to know under Colorado law, would she be in violation if she declined to make that? And, that all the way got ruled 6-3 that she was fine, that it is protected speech, that you cannot coerce through state legislation somebody to, you know, create a website endorsing a thing that she disagrees with. And I'm not going to get into all of the details of that argument or the validity on the other side. Just it's an interesting case because what we've now apparently learned is there's at least a concern that the person who requested the gay marriage website didn't, as in that there was no actual person who made the request, because the person that was listed in one of the court documents, somebody went and asked them, and they're like, no, I'm straight. I've been married for 15 years. I don't know what you're talking about. So, like, the complaint, the kind of the basis of the complaint may not be accurate. Now, ADF, that's Alliance Defending Freedom, says, yes, it is. We didn't lie about anything. And the client in this case, Lori Smith, said she didn't lie about anything. And it's weird, though. Like, how did this get all the way to the Supreme Court? And there's even uncertainty about it, because this would potentially affect things like standing, right? If you haven't had an actual harm, or the concern about an actual harm, then could you even have standing to bring the case? Legal experts seem to think, I don't pretend to be on this one, that it doesn't matter. That whether there was a complaint made or not doesn't really matter, because this was a sort of a pre-enforcement challenge rather than a we were harmed by it challenge. And so it may not make any difference whatsoever. But other people, you know, some of the stories I was claiming that this could go as far as, you know, disbarment if the attorneys knew that it was fake, if they knew that. And even if it was, and there's still some question about whether it was, because, of course, this person could be lying, too. I mean, we don't really know. But it's a weird one. Like, how does that end up at the Supreme Court? And there's even uncertainty about the basic facts. Well, you know, it was a relatively expedited case. But also, would the Supreme Court be in the position of trying to do the research to make sure that doesn't happen? I mean, it seems like that'd be lower court's responsibility to figure out the facts in the case. 6:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Happy Independence Day. Just very, very, very light out there. And not bad. We're going to get a little rain later, but of course we'll cover off on that coming up. 98 looking clear all the way through from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola, Alabama for that matter. 90 not showing any delays either. If you see any accidents or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Oh, one of the other things, I read a really good article yesterday. Remember I was telling you, was it yesterday? Maybe it was yesterday, that the Supreme Court, for the most part, the rulings are 9-0. The vast majority of rulings the Supreme Court gives are 9-0. It's the 6-3 controversial ones that tend to make the news more, though, okay? And that's important to note, because even there, it might seem like this year is a very controversial year because there have been several 6-3s, but there actually haven't been. And here's how to read this. If you take the split among the justices where it's 6-3, 7-2, 5-4, whatever, the ones we're most concerned about are not the ones where the justices disagree with each other. That's not so weird. It's where they align ideologically. You know, where the 5.5 conservatives go one way and the 3.5 liberals go the other way. I call John Roberts on the middle, okay? And it turns out that only 6 rulings this year were split ideologically. You had some that were split but not along the ideological lines. You can't really blame partisanship, you know, for those ones. But only 6. Last year there were 14. 9 the year before that, 10 the year before that, 7 the year before that, and 14 again going back to 2017. So actually in terms of like ideological, you know, liberal conservative kind of split on the Supreme Court, it's actually lower than normal this year, which might seem odd to you. But, you know, keep in mind, for example, the Supreme Court did the, you know, they struck down like the Alabama voter district. Like that was not a 6-3. You know, I think that was unanimous. It might have been 8-1, but I know it was a very high majority. And then unanimously, they told the Postal Service that they couldn't force a Christian to work on Sundays. Unanimously. So there are most of the cases that the Supreme Court hears are going to be 9-0. And then there are a few controversial ones that don't wind up that way. 6:58, News Radio 92.3, time for
4th of July future news.
Oh, I like that. 4th of July news.
Thank you.
Who's going to win the hot dog eating face stuffing contest today?
Me.
Oh,
I mean Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
What time is that? It's so gross.
Oh, I think it's 11.
I think
it's at 11.
Then I must have worked late
last
year. But
I don't know if that's Central or Eastern.
I remember Reese and I just going, oh my gosh. I remember
my boys
here,
used to like to do the one locally, you know, for the fireworks.
Yes,
know?
And, right.
They'd eat like two, you know.
Yeah, right. It was great. Right. Will
the attorneys in that Supreme Court case, will anybody get in trouble over the allegedly fake case that was the basis of that objection?
Yes.
I don't think so. I think it's going to wind up being, because it's kind of moot legally, really. What will the bridge be lit up tonight? If so, how?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect it. I think it will be.
Your face.
Local Talk in the morning, 5-9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.